world has ever seen. All right.
What's going on, everybody?
What's up?
Let's see. There's a lot of things to talk about, but first and foremost, this episode is we're in some dark times. Dark, scary times. And like I told you guys yesterday on stories, today we're going to talk about the truth. And the truth is, the more and more that this goes, the more and more I believe that all of this, the darker, scarier truth is, all of this was on purpose. I believe it. I do. I believe that it's all on purpose. And we're going to talk about a lot of things today. But there's just no way. The further and further we go, the more and more I realize that there is no way that someone, an administration, could screw up so badly in so many ways at such a grand scale that they will write about it in the history books for all times as one of the greatest military failures ever, unless it was done on purpose. I refuse to believe anything else. And so there's a lot to talk about today. So let's just jump right into a sponsor. All right, my friends at Brickhouse Nutrition have some exciting news to share. Field of Greens is now available in lemon lime. Unlike other superfoods, because it uses real USDA organic fruits and vegetables, this is literally like stuffing fresh garden fruits and vegetables in a jar. Field of Greens is super simple. Just put one scoop in a glass of water, stir, and you're done. And unlike other nutritional drinks, which rely on only one vegetable, Field of Greens is packed with 18. Nice. Go to BrickhouseGraham.com and get 15% off your first order with the promo code GRAHAM at checkout. Available in regular, wild berry, and now lemon lime. BrickhouseGraham.com. That's BrickhouseGraham.com. Promo code Graham. All right. So before we talk about the craziness that is everything that's going on in Afghanistan, all this COVID stuff that is still taking on, ladies and gentlemen, you need to prepare yourself today, they're expected, Pfizer, I believe it is expected to get full FDA approval of the COVID-19 vaccine, which means mandates are a-coming. But I digress. We'll talk about all that in a minute. I got a personal bone to pick.
Uh-oh.
And I want to talk about some things. So, we did not make the New York Times bestseller list. We did not make it. But what I thought about doing is, this is not going to be a complaint. This is, I want to show you guys the truth. I want to show you guys what's really going on. We made every bestseller list in the country.
That's right.
USA Today, Wall Street Journal, Publishers Weekly. If you Google, if you just Google Graham Allen right now, we have the Seattle Times bestseller list. We have the Watertown Daily Times bestseller list. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch. The State. The Dallas or the Texas Tribune. We have we are on every list, period. But not the New York Times bestseller list. So this is not a gripe session. We knew it. I called it last episode. I said, I really doubt that we make it. But the reason I want to talk to you guys really quick about it is I want you guys to realize that when we say that there is legit conservative bias for the list, I want you guys to know what we mean by that. So what I did was, the thing I love about the Publishers Weekly list is they actually post the number of books you sold that week. So the New York Times bestseller list comes out on a weekly basis, and you would imagine that was based on weekly sales,
you'd think.
Like that would be what you would assume the premise of a weekly bestseller list would mean. So what I did was we did calculations, and based on just raw sales, this is why I'm talking about this. Last week when I said I doubt we make it, it's because I thought that we'd be close to like 15, or maybe even 16, 17. Like, I thought we would be close. Ladies and gentlemen, we should have been number 5 on the list. So the reason I'm bringing this up to you today, I'm going to read you some of the titles that were on the list instead of me, and how many books we sold versus how many books they sold. Okay. The reason I'm saying that there's an obvious bias is the New York Times jumped me 11 spots. Mm-hmm. I don't even know where I actually ranked. I don't even know if they do like a number 16. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But what I do know is that if it was solely based off of sales in the first week, we should have been number five. Number five.
It's crazy.
So why is it such an important thing to be New York Times bestselling author? Well, one, it is considered, even though it's the only list we didn't show up on, it is considered the most prestigious of lists.
Yes.
Right? The most prestigious of lists. For the rest of your life, you can put New York Times bestselling author on every book and everything you ever do.
Yeah.
And it's proven to increase your book sales by 57%, the New York Times list.
That's crazy.
Which, you know, maybe they thought I didn't need the help.
Boom.
Anyway, so I took some screenshots. And so here we go. All right. So on the USA Today list, which does not separate fiction and nonfiction, we're number 82 in the world. They do 150, the top 150 books. And they don't separate between fiction and nonfiction. Mm-hmm. So that's why they do 150. Everybody else separates. On every other list that separates, I'm number 7. Okay? All right. So I'm just going to tell you pure numbers. All right? So we sold in the first week, we sold 7,988 books in the first week. Okay? What I'm going to do now, and you can look up right this second, the list updates every Tuesday, but you can look at this week's list, this previous week's list for forever. Okay. Mm-hmm. So one of the books that beat me was I Alone Can Fix It. I barely sold more books than them, but they sold 7,923. All right. So I still beat them. Let's go on. Here, Right Matters, An American Story, that was on the New York Times bestseller list. They sold 6,373 list. Killing the Mob, that was on there. They sold 5,969. What Happened to You, that was on there, the list. They sold 5,852. Hold on, we're not done. All right, Green Lights was on there. How I Saved the World. Now, that's Jesse Waters. So, you know, good for him. But he sold 5,808. Green Lights by Matthew McConaughey sold 5,595.
Hmm.
That was on there. Let's see. Crying in H. Mart, a memoir. That was on there. They sold 4,910. Let's see. Hold on. Where's the other one? There's another one on here. Landslide, The Final Days of the Trump Presidency, was marked on the New York Times best-selling list above me. You know how many books they sold last week?
2,715.
We sold 8,000 books in the first week, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Tucker Carlson came out the same week as us. So to put it in contrast, Tucker Carlson sold 28,000 books. It's Tucker freaking Carlson.
Right?
He has the most watched show in the world. I feel pretty good about selling 8,000 books in the first week. This is not a gripe session. This is me literally telling you factual numbers. These are facts, right? The facts are the New York Times hates conservatives. We should have been on pure book sales, right? Because that's what it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
We should have been number 5 on the New York Times bestseller list. Now, I never thought that I had a chance to be number 1. Ben Shapiro's book.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure it's on here too. What's it called?
I can't remember.
What's it called?
Crap.
Hang on. I can't find it.
Well, how many did he sell?
I guess I didn't screenshot that one. I think Ben Shapiro's book barely beat me by like 20 books. Anyway, but that's the point. The point is we weren't like should have been 15 and they just, you know, screwed us over. No, we should have been top 5.
It burns.
But either way, again, it is what it is. But I just want you guys to be aware of, you know, the truth. And like I said, if you're not looking on Rumble, where we have all of these graphs and everything that we're showing you right now, you need to go to rumble.com/Graham Allen. Do not search Dear America. A bunch of people are searching Dear America and can't find it. Don't do that, Graham Allen. rumble.com/Graham Allen. We are exclusively on Rumble.
That's right.
Period. The end. Okay. Let's shift gears, if we will. Give us a Michael Scott.
No, God, please, no.
We got to talk about Afghanistan. We're going to talk about Biden. First of all, let's talk about COVID-19, actually. Let's talk about
COVID-19.
So I want to point out that Joe Biden, okay, Joe Biden gave a speech yesterday at 4 p.m.
That's almost his bedtime.
Updating Americans on Afghanistan and Hurricane Henry or Tropical Storm Henry. What is it?
You know the thing.
Yeah, I don't even know what it, hang on. Is it a tropical storm?
I'm pretty sure it's a hurricane.
Is it a hurricane now? Because it was a tropical storm. Hang on.
Hurricane. That's a good song.
Let's just see.
Tropical Storm Henry.
There it is. Tropical Storm Henry. Okay.
11 hours ago.
All right. So, okay. Tropical Storm Henry. So shortly after, and again, at the end of the day, Americans want to hear about Afghanistan. Okay. Most Americans know how to deal with a tropical storm. Most of them. I guess some people don't, but most of them do. Within 10 minutes of his speech, not the POTUS account, but the Joe Biden account, said, and I quote, "To those in Henry's path, don't forget that you may need to seek shelter while we're still battling COVID-19 and the Delta variant. So wear a mask and try to observe social distancing. And to everyone across the country, don't get caught by the next storm. Get vaccinated now." This stupid this clown show, idiot, moron, dementia patient, Well, first of all, let's be clear. There's no way, negative 1% chance that Joe Biden texted or tweeted.
Correct.
This. Okay, Joe Biden has no idea what Twitter is. Okay, he has no clue.
They can't make the letters big enough anymore on the phone.
He doesn't know. I don't even think he knows he has social media accounts. I really don't. Yeah. I don't think he has any clue. So what's scarier to me is that this is probably a 25, 26, 27-year-old that's writing this tweet. So his entire administration is so stupid. They are so completely and utterly disconnected from reality that they think that people give a teetotal flying crap about COVID-19 shots in Tropical Storm Henry.
Right.
Oh, by the way, while you're running and your home's being destroyed and your livelihood's being taken away, don't forget to wear a mask.
Yeah.
Whilst the water is coming in. I'm sure that's going to make it really, really swell for you. Also, if someone's trying to save your life, make sure they don't get close to you when they're trying to pull you up on the raft while you're floating down the thing. And also, there's another storm a-brewing, and it's called the Delta variant and the Lambda variant. So don't get caught in the next storm, you freaking morons. God almighty, can we just call it what it is? We live in a freaking clown world. We all have shoes that are 10 feet long. We got the makeup on and not the Joker creepy makeup on. We look like freaking Bozo the Clown. Jake's over here with a red nose. We live in the upside down, except in this upside down, it's terrifying because people are stupid. At this point, I almost don't, but if you go to the CDC right now, the CDC.gov, preparing for a hurricane, follow these important hurricane preparedness tips from the CDC. Number one, get a COVID-19 vaccine as soon as you can. COVID-19 vaccines help protect you from getting sick or severely ill with COVID-19. May also help protect people around you. Number two recommendation is get emergency supplies.
Right.
The number three recommendation is create a family disaster plan. And number four is prepare to evacuate.
Unreal.
This is real, people. I need you to hear.
Sounds like they want you to die.
How to deal with an intruder in your home. Make sure you're vaccinated so they don't get you sick.
Oh, for sure. That's how to prevent car wrecks, too. Get vaccinated.
Preparing for a hurricane. Take these basic steps now to ensure your safety should a storm hit. That's what it says. It says take basic steps now to ensure your safety should a storm hit. Number one tip is get a COVID-19 vaccine.
Yeah. I mean, we said just a couple episodes, they hate us.
Oh, my God.
Right? They hate us, but they also think we're really stupid.
I can't.
Half the country is.
I can't make it up, guys. Yeah, it literally says take basic steps now to ensure your safety. Should a storm hit? Number one, get a COVID-19 vaccine.
Unreal.
What a bunch of freaking... These people are the experts.
Yeah.
These are the experts. These are the people that are dictating your entire way of life. People that honestly think that if you're in the path that you need to evacuate your home, that should be your last step, is evacuate. The first step should be get a COVID-19 vaccine. I can't.
Is it the governor of Illinois, the guy who weighs like 500 pounds? Not fat shaming here, but that's the same thing. How do you prevent, being an obese, heart disease, diabetics? First of all, get the vaccine. Not stop eating so much. It's get the vaccine first.
You know who I would respect?
Who?
A doctor that gets on TV and says, you want to know the best way to fight COVID-19? Get on a freaking treadmill.
Yeah, get healthy.
Fatties. Sorry. If you don't have a medical reason why you're obese, sorry. Lose some freaking weight.
Yeah.
Lose some weight because you're fat. You're obese. Lose some weight.
Yeah, you're going to die by 60 anyways.
Yeah, like exactly. There's so much stuff to talk about, Jake. I there truly is. We got to talk about this COVID-19 stuff before we even get to Afghanistan, but we got to get to another sponsor. All right, look, I'm not going to lie. Look, let's just talk for real. Everybody knows that the government's now spying on you. Everybody knows you're being tracked by cookies and data collections from these horrific tyrannical tyrants in big tech. Everybody knows this. So, freaking get ExpressVPN and block these crazy people from being able to track what you're doing. Think about all the times you've used Wi-Fi at a coffee shop, a hotel, or even at your parents' house. Without ExpressVPN, every site you visit could be logged in by the admin of that network. And that's still true even when you're in incognito mode. See, I don't even know what that is. I'm that stupid.
Private mode.
All right. I mean, do you really want your parents to see what you've been looking at? Hello, OnlyFans. We'll talk about that later, too.
Hold up.
ExpressVPN is an app that encrypts all of your network data and reroutes it through a network of secure servers so that your private online activity stays just that, private. ExpressVPN works on all your devices and is super easy to use. The app literally has one button. You tap it to connect, and your browsing activity is secure from prying eyes. So, stop letting strangers invade your online privacy. Protect yourself at expressvpn.com/Graham. Use my link at expressvpn.com/Graham to get 3 extra months for free. That's expressvpn.com/Graham. Okay, back to COVID-19. Also, the OnlyFans thing. So OnlyFans has made their entire fortune with women
getting naked and doing stuff.
Getting naked on their platform. Oh, by the way, if children are listening, this is the part to skip. OnlyFans is... Look, in the American side of me is this, all right? We've talked about this a lot, all right? I think porn destroys families. I really do. It is proven. People get addicted to it. It is a problem. It is. The question is, should you have the freedom to do it? I think that if it's behind a paywall and you want to pay for it, sure. The American side of me is like, do whatever you do.
Sure.
All right. The thing is, people are making such crazy decisions now. Your entire business is based around predominantly women. Now, there are some dudes on OnlyFans, but predominantly women having people pay money for them to like expose themselves or do live chats with them and take their clothes off, da 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 da. And that's how you've made your entire money. Can you see if it tells OnlyFans net worth? Just Google that. I'm curious if it has what the company is rated right now.
OnlyFans founder. It's about the founder of it. It says he's worth $21 million.
Okay, so the okay.
Oh, so that. Oh no, he's worth $120 million.
Okay, so the founder of OnlyFans is worth $120 million. So the company's got to be in the billions.
Yeah, one celebrity makes $21 million a month doing it.
Did you hear that? Did you hear, Jake? What are we doing? I'll take my shirt off for $210.
You just want to see my butt?
Hey,
I'll show you my butt, I guess. 21 mil?
There, I read that there's one person, and again, I'm telling you right now, if you kids are listening, this is not the part. There's this one girl that only takes pictures of her feet, which I've never understood.
Me neither.
All right, I've never got it. I think it's gross. Men, women alike. Feet or feet, it's nasty. But either way, the point is, there's a chick making $100,000 a week, and all she does is take pictures of her feet. Are you kidding me right now?
Yeah. I can't be mad at her. I can't be mad at her.
I'm sorry.
That's called when opportunity comes a knocking.
No, I can't
you
do
take
it.
The shoes
either
off.
Way, but back to the point of the whole thing I'm talking about. This entire business has made their living with sex. That's what it is. They've made it with sex. And now all of a sudden, starting in October, they've decided that they have to be the woke people.
Oh. There's new rule. No.
Oh, you don't know this?
No.
You have no idea what I'm talking about?
No.
Oh my gosh. I thought you were going with me because you knew.
I don't know.
Come October, OnlyFans is banning all sexual content.
What?
You can't take your clothes off. You can't.
How dare you?
You can't talk to people seductively. You can't take feet pics no more. You can't do none of that
stuff. So you're telling me there's a chance for me.
So now there's a chance. Look, OnlyFans now, starting October, becomes you just pay to see the same crap that they post on Instagram.
I mean, what determines what's sexual, though? That's all. You know,
I'm telling you right now, ain't nobody paying however much money they're paying to watch some girl post the same photos that she's posting on Instagram.
Yeah.
And even Instagram, some of these girls get in trouble. Okay. So again,
that's surprising.
I just brought that up because it was so freaking weird. This has nothing to do with going back to COVID, but yeah. Oh, by the way, get your COVID-19 vaccine if you're going to watch these people on OnlyFans.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, that's the safest way to watch.
It's the safest way to watch with a mask on to make sure that the polyps don't get through the, you know, the interwebs.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Mississippi.
Boo.
Every day, Mississippi, you make me more and more ashamed.
Ridiculous.
And I realize that it's Tate Reeves, and I realize that this is the University of Mississippi. Ole Miss, you suck. Anyway, now they're Mississippi ordering, this is Fox 10, pick this up. Mississippi Crazy. Orders COVID-infected individuals to isolate at home or face up to 5 years in prison. So in other words, if you test positive for COVID-19, all right, which we already know that the PCR tests that 99% of people use in the first place are faulty and can't differentiate between that and the flu. But let's just say you test positive. Let's say you're asymptomatic. Let's just say that you feel completely fine, which the things are so weird because it says that you got to isolate for 10 days, or if you have no symptoms for 4 days, or if you have two negatives in a 48-hour period. Like, there's so many different ways. But Mississippi, of course, is going further and saying now that if they find out, but here's my biggest question, how are you going to know?
Yeah.
That's the scarier part, is how are you going to find out? You could face up to 5 years in prison for not doing as daddy tells you to do.
Unbelievable.
Everybody
man.
In Mississippi should over... Never mind. I'm not going to say what I was going to say.
Well, what a fraud he is, man.
Tate Reeves you are a freaking coward, dude. And everybody's like, oh, Tate Reeves been doing really good. No, he hasn't.
Clearly
Tate
not.
Reeves didn't grow a backbone until Ron DeSantis, Henry Masters, and Greg Abbott finally figured out what the crap they were doing.
Yeah.
And now Tate Reeves decides he's going to be a man. Shut up.
It's just the typical politician thing, man.
I would tell Tate Reeves straight to his stupid face, I think you're a disgrace to the governorship. I really do. Asa Hutchinson's. We're going to talk about him a little later on, too. You yellow-bellied cowards. Every last one of you. Ron DeSantis right now is freaking telling these schools that are trying to go against his anti-mask orders that if you put masks on kids, I'm taking your money away from you.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Tate Reeves allows the University of Mississippi Medical Clinic to make this decision that now Mississippi is going to adopt an order that's going to put people in jail. How are you going to figure this out? Are you going to follow people? If you literally go take a test at CVS and they get a notification that this person that lives at this address, because you got to put all that crap on there, they tested positive for COVID-19. Put a cop at their house and make sure they don't leave. How are you going to do this? Huh? How many freedoms are you going to infringe to enforce this upon people? So here's the crazier thing. How many times in our lives have people been going to work sick because they got to earn a paycheck?
Right.
Now, I don't condone it. And everybody here, I tell them straight up, don't bring that crap to the office. I tell them that at all. But there's a lot of people who aren't in that situation. What are you going to do? People aren't paying for COVID-19 sick days anymore.
Right.
They're just not. That money's gone. September 30th, as of right now, if Biden doesn't extend it, the extra $300 of unemployment benefits go away. Apparently, OnlyFans is going out of business, so all these chicks are going to have to go waitress somewhere again, I suppose. That was a cruel joke, and I apologize about that. But they got to go get a job. But Mississippi's going to put people in jail.
And that would have been the last state I would have guessed. Like a year ago, I would have put Mississippi towards the very bottom of states that would do something.
Look,
like
here's
that.
The thing. And I was born and raised in Mississippi, but I choose South Carolina because of things like this. Look, and everybody that's listening here that you've known me from childhood and you're listening and you still live in C-Town or Lowndes County or whatnot, you live in a blue county. You live in a blue county, and it is an absolute disgrace, man. Lowndes, Clay, Oktibbeha, they're all blue. They're all blue counties. Like, literally, where I grew up is gone.
It's like the definition of the silent majority. Everybody there is just too quiet and doesn't want to step out and
anyway, this is from a nurse on Facebook, and I screenshot it before Facebook took it down. I'm an RN of 10 years, and I'm being fired December 1st. I'm not political. I don't watch the news. I do my job, and I go home to my family. I love caring for others every single walk of life, and I take that responsibility seriously. Last year, I worked the floor no one else wanted to. I have my own medical issues, but I willingly worked that floor. I sat face-to-face with your loved ones without fear because I trust science when it says survival rate is greater than 99%. However, I don't judge anyone who is scared. If I hadn't seen all the things I've seen with my own eyes, I would probably be scared too. Most of my patients walked out the front door. You don't hear that on the news. Yes, it is real. Some became extremely ill and have long-lasting effects. Some succumbed, but most walked out the door. This year, I'm working in the ER and will be fired December 1st for refusing a vaccine. How is it possible that I worked the entire past year, most shifts sit on said floor, many times without the proper equipment and without the vaccine, but today I'm expendable? I stand for freedom. You have the right to disagree with me, and I will still support your right to your opinions. I will never agree to force anything on anyone. I support your right to choose the vaccine for you and your family. My choice, after what I have personally witnessed, is to abstain until long-term studies have been conducted. I could share story after story about adverse effects I have personally witnessed, but I'm not, because it is your choice, and you've most likely already chosen. If you hadn't, I encourage you to do your research and dig deep. Talk to people who are in the front lines. I am here today asking you to stand for freedom for us all. If this is forced, what is next? Then what's after that? What freedoms will our children have to fight for? Don't let this fall on them. This is simply about freedom. as an RN who's been working the front line of COVID from the very beginning. This whole thing will go down as the greatest lie ever. Over the weekend, Nancy Pelosi and her rich elites, aristocrats, freaking had this, you know, fundraiser at $10,000 a plate. And it's all a bunch of old white people, just hundreds of them sitting there, no mask, eating together, not a care in the world. But guess who had mask on? The help, the servants, if you will. Again,
the lower class.
You know, you're seeing the video right here on Rumble. And if you hadn't seen the video, go to rumble.com/Graham and see it now. You're being lied to, people. You are being lied to. Are people dying of COVID-19? Yes. Do people die of the flu? Yep, they sure do. And it sucks. And maybe one day they'll use me as that, you know, conservative right-winger podcast host, anti-vaxxer, dies of COVID-19. Maybe I do. I don't know. Maybe COVID-19 is the thing that takes me out. I don't know. Something will.
Yeah.
One day, something's going to kill me. I choose to die on my feet, then live on my knees.
Yeah.
And then maybe still die on my knees. Freaking Jesse Jackson and his wife are fully vaccinated in the hospital right now. Greg Abbott tested positive with no symptoms. Who freaking cares?
Right. Yeah. Speaking of the nurse that's getting fired, this guy, Topher Town Music, he said, evicting people who fail to make rent and mortgage payments during the pandemic was considered a health crisis and legally halted. However, firing medical professionals for refusing a vaccination isn't considered a health crisis, nor is it protected by law. Something doesn't add up. I thought that was a pretty good point.
Here's another thing. As they're getting ready to fire you for your job because you refused the vaccine, it is not mandatory for White House personnel to get vaccinated. Did you know that? Did you hear what I'm saying to you, America? The very people who are pushing for employers to make the contingency of your employment based around the vaccine don't mandate it to be their people to be vaccinated in the White House. Are you paying attention to what I'm saying to you? They're puppets. Dance, puppet, dance. That's what they want you to do.
Mm-hmm.
They're not taking the freaking vaccine.
Real quick, I just wanted to mention, if you go to Wonder, WONDER.CDC.gov, it's the VAERS reporting system, and it basically tells you all, like, people who've had side effects and people who've died from the vaccine. And
they're not tracking it.
Right.
COVID-19 or the CDC is not tracking them.
Right. But if you go to this website, it basically shows you, it gives you an error after 10,000. But that means that more than 10,000 people have died from this vaccine.
Yeah.
You know, that's between 9/11, the towers falling, Iraq and Afghanistan. That's more people than all those wars. From 9/11, Iraq, Afghanistan, we've lost more people to this vaccine than that.
Yeah.
That's a total of 10,056 that we lost on 9/11 Afghanistan.
Well, yet we got to talk about this Afghanistan disaster and how I believe the deeper, darker truth is this was 100% on purpose.
Yeah.
But before we do that, we got to get into a sponsor. All right. I'm not even going to read this. Mike Lindell, MyPillow, great guy. Amazing patriot. He's fighting.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
fighting a good fight, man. If it all comes out one day, finally we prove election fraud and Mike Lindell is the savior of America. And there's going to be a statue with him there holding a pillow with his mustache and everything.
History books. We'll write it down. Pillow King.
Yeah. The Pillow King. Hi, I'm Mike Lindell, and I interrupt my own message for this, but seriously, though, he's under attack. He's lost $65 million. Yeah. He's been dropped by 15 retailers. You need to go to MyPillow.com right now. You need to click on Radio Offers. You need to click on Graham to save up to 66% when you use the special offer code G-R-A-H-A-M. That's MyPillow.com, and use the offer code Graham or call 1-800-596-2509 and tell them Graham sent you. Look, we need to support people. We need to support conservatives. We need to support people who are pro-freedom. The end. Those of you who are sitting at home and you refuse to support these people that are trying to put it all out on the line, shame on you. You are the reason that we are where we are. So you need to get online right now or get on the phone. You need to go to MyPillow.com, click on radio offers, and use code or click on Graham to save up to 66%, or you need to call 1-800-596-2509 now. Sorry if I'm getting a little amped up, but I'm tired of this. But also, bravo to Redcon One. Aaron Zingerman, you guys, we're very close friends with them. They stood up to Arnold Schwarzenegger. They have been the biggest sponsor for the Arnold Classic, for the past several years. And they basically said that we're not supporting that anymore because Arnold Schwarzenegger said, screw your freedoms. Mm-hmm. That's just something that we cannot stand behind. There's that guy named Colin something or other that they called the next Arnold Schwarzenegger. I can't remember his name. He's from Australia or something. Mm. He basically made a post and it was like half him, half Arnold, and they look just alike. Mm. And that's how he's made his money in the fitness world, because he's like the next Arnold. And he did a post saying, you know, he tore all his Arnold photos off the wall and everything, especially what's going on in Australia right now.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, anybody that doesn't stand up for your freedom, or anybody who would say anything other than your freedom is the most important thing. Your health is not the most important thing. It's not. It's not the most important thing. Your freedom is. Because if you don't have freedom, then it doesn't matter what your health is. It doesn't matter what your religion is. If you don't have the freedom, now, from a Christian perspective, yes, your faith is the most important thing. I'm talking about societies. I'm talking about countries here, okay? Yes, you can be persecuted as a Christian, and the most important thing is your freedom. I'm talking about liberties as a citizen.
Right.
None of it matters if you don't have freedom.
Screw your freedom.
Let's go to Biden, Afghanistan. All right, this is all on purpose, people. It's all on purpose. And the more stuff that comes out, the more research that happens. They've got that thing where Kamala's going to freaking Vietnam right now. Freaking crazy. Mm-hmm. The optics on that.
Laughing about Afghanistan.
Yeah, they ask her about Afghanistan. She starts cackling like a freaking hyena. Joaquin Phoenix couldn't even do as good of a Joker impression of a cackle as Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
Sleeping her way to the top since Three Ways with Montel Williams. But either way, I digress. If you guys hadn't seen that video, you should check it out. Just YouTube, Montel Williams, Kamala Harris.
Hey, that's the president you're talking about.
There is this video of Montel Williams back in the day when Montel was like the top.
Oh, he was a pimp, man.
Yeah, man, he's pimping. He's got his little fedora on, and he's walking up with Kamala and another girl. They're having a three-way situation up in there. But I digress. All right, so on Friday, Biden gives this speech. And the biggest thing that everyone took away from that speech on Friday was how, first of all, he took questions finally from a list, literally. And again, if you're not on Rumble and you're not paying attention and you don't see this, like literally the guy doesn't even try to hide it. He at the podium and he grabs the list.
I see here.
He pops it on the podium like this, and he goes, Kelly, Associated Press. And he's like showing the world that he's calling from a list of friendly reporters, and they're still drilling this dude. Now, I will say, this is why I believe it was all on purpose. Because the entire world has turned on Joe Biden.
Yeah.
The entire world. CNN, MSNBC, ABC, Associated Press, all these people, they're like, you freaking moron. What are you doing? And so it makes you wonder who is behind the scenes calling all the shots about this stuff.
They're leaking pictures of Kamala in a meeting just looking totally like,
correct,
fed up, exhausted.
Kamala's gonna end up being the savior of this because she was against it the whole time.
Yep.
But she was a woman of color,
who couldn't talk,
and she wasn't allowed to speak her truth on the situation. But let's get back to Biden. Okay, one of the biggest things that people were like, what in the crap is this dude talking about, is they were like, what do you have to say about all of our allies that are saying that America can't be trusted anymore, that our word doesn't mean anything? And this dude says, basically, that's not true. I haven't heard any of that. I haven't heard any of those reports. And he kind of laughs. He kind of laughs and giggles like, oh, you stupid journalist trying to do what you do, journalist. No, that's not true. And then I got to give it to Chris Wallace, and I hate Chris Wallace. Chris Wallace is like, does Biden legitimately not know
right
that everyone is saying this? Boris Johnson straight up said, this mofo ignored me for a day and a half. Called him up 127 times. You ignored me for a day and a half. British ministers are now openly stating their belief that Biden has gone completely mad.
Come on, man.
What was it? Parliament held United States, more specifically Biden, in contempt over what we've done in Afghanistan. Do you not see? It is more than just the ground forces. And we'll get into that in just a second. I just saw a report today that they are considering having to expand out to go get people because they ain't got it under control. Just yesterday, they had a firefight break out. One of the Afghan security people dead. Firefight. It's not under control. One American soldier gets killed, or one American gets killed. This goes to war again.
I mean, Fox News is going to pick people up. Did you see that article?
Yeah, Fox News. There are people holding, funding
GoFundMes.
GoFundMe accounts to go get people. The French government is going and getting their own people and picking up American citizens UK. On the way because America won't do anything.
Well, we can't, apparently.
We don't have the capabilities. Yeah. To go do that right now, because we've only got 8,000 troops over there. We need at least 20, 25,000 troops to go get them. Send them.
Yeah.
Send them over there. Somebody asked me, they sent me a text, and I'll read you the text. I won't tell you who it's from because it's a very famous person, and I don't want to betray their trust. Hey, man, I saw the guy who shot bin Laden on Fox, Rob O'Neill.
Mm-hmm.
Good friend of mine, by the way. That's not who sent the text. That's who shot bin Laden. Anyway, I saw the guy who shot bin Laden on Fox, and he was pissed that our troops aren't allowed to go beyond the perimeter to locate and save American citizens. Do you share that sentiment? Question mark. So let me answer that live here on the air. I believe 100% that we should be moving mountains, come hell and high water. We should shoot in the face whoever we have to shoot in the face. We should rain down unholy godfire upon that freaking godforsaken country until every single American and ally that we made promises to is safe and brought out of there.
Yeah.
Let me say that one more time. We should shoot in the face whoever we have to shoot in the face to save Americans and protect our allies. The end. You want to know what that says when you do that? When you're willing to go in there and just shoot people in the face over your people and your allies, it proves that one, you don't mess with the USA, and two, America can be trusted to keep our word.
We should definitely ask nicely, though, first.
That's what it's. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. So the Taliban is telling America what they can do. You don't believe me? Listen to this. Now, this is Blinken. Stupid freaking dumbest name in the history of the world. Some people are like, Graham, I really don't like it when you call people stupid. Well, some people are stupid.
It's like the president, A. Blinken.
Yeah. Did you say A. Blinken? No, I said, hey, Blinken.
Hey, Blinken.
All right. Listen to this. Am I up on the Bluetooth?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Someone in our audience might listen to you, Mr. Secretary, and say, oh, so we have to ask the Taliban for permission for American citizens to leave. True or not true?
They are in control of Kabul. That is the reality. That's the reality that we have to deal with.
Good job, guys.
Oh, God.
Good job.
The Taliban is 75,000 people. They took over an Afghan military presence of 300,000. They are openly mocking the picture of Iwo Jima with the Marines wearing American uniforms and gear, openly mocking America. And that's freaking Secretary Blinken saying that with a question. That was Face the Nation, by the way. People asking the question, do we have to ask permission from the Taliban on whether or not we get people out? And he said, he just completely just bypassed what he said and goes, they are in control.
Yeah, we lost the war.
They are in control.
They won.
What? It's like Cat Williams in that thing. Bull crap. We're better than you.
Yeah.
We don't ask your permission to do nothing when it comes to American lives and the lives of our allies. We don't ask your permission to do anything. Because we are America. We are the supreme power in this country, and you've got our people over there. We will kill you. It's crazy.
Yeah, where are all the LGBT protesters, too?
The Taliban, listen to this. This was as of 30 minutes ago. The Taliban has issued a red line to Biden. Think about that for 5 seconds. You want to tell me this isn't all on purpose to get rid of Biden? The Taliban has issued a red line to Biden. After Biden says it may take longer than August 31st to get those people out. They said complete evacuation operations by August 31st or face consequences.
Ooh, scary.
The Taliban is giving America ultimatums.
Mm-hmm.
Think about this for 5 seconds, guys. What? How do you go from a small military force of 2,500 people.
Control of Afghanistan.
Controlling Afghanistan, keeping the Taliban at bay. There's not a single death in 14 months. How do you go from that, and in less than 2 weeks, you've lost the entire freaking country? There's 40,000 people still left that are Americans and American allies. I don't even know what the number is. And you give up control a month prior of the fortified base of Bagram outside the city of Kabul. And you are trying to get people now out of an air base that's even harder to get control of. You send more people in to fix the problem than you pulled out because you didn't evacuate the people before you pulled the Americans out. Think about it for 5 seconds. Remove all the noise. Remove all the noise. You pulled out the military before you evacuated all of the American citizens and allies. Forget everything else. Just focus on that one thing. You pulled out the military before you evacuated the Americans and the allies. You're telling me that's not on purpose?
Yeah, how could that be a mistake?
How can you make a mistake? Who does that? If Biden legitimately ignored all of the intelligence, and you got Milley up there, you sick disgrace to the uniform. I'm glad you know how many pronouns there are because you just freaking lost the war. You know, there's a meme going around of Patton. He's got three ribbons on his chest and, you know, World War II. Big success that was. And you got Milley, who's got 187 things, Special Forces Ranger, paratrooper, CIB, Combat Infantry Badge,
him.
All this stuff. And you freaking have this nightmare.
Yeah, you would say we lost the war, right?
There's no doubt we lost the war.
So in the bottom of the ninth, we were up 20 points. Bottom of the ninth, Biden comes in and loses the whole 20-year war.
Well, and here's the thing. We were never going to win the war. Again, I agree, and a lot of people, you know, are saying neocons and all this other kind of stuff. A lot of people are stupid and just don't understand how, you know, tactical things work. If 2,500 people are needed as a security presence to keep the Taliban at bay, so be it. So be it. We send our military on deployments like that all the time. You just don't know about it because it's not Afghanistan and it's not the war and it's not this. Those people go out there and do that all the time. They'll be there for a year. They'll come back. Somebody else will switch out. That happens all the time. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
What are we talking about? Either way, back to Biden. Back to why I believe this was all on purpose. Even if every intelligence officer, military personnel, everything told Biden, sir, if you do this, it will be the greatest catastrophe the world has ever known. And then he said, I don't care, we're doing it anyway, because I've got to have the optics of being the president to pull us out of the war 20 years after September 11th. If this wasn't on purpose, the 25th Amendment would have been invoked right then. I need you to hear what I'm saying to you. The president is not limitless in his power. That's why the 25th Amendment's there. That's why impeachments are there. That's why all this stuff is there. Because if somebody who is the president starts acting in a way that is completely and utterly insane, it's just like the president can't just declare we're going to war.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, the president doesn't get to do that. He's got to go before Congress. Remember George Bush? Y'all remember that speech? I mean, that's how things work, right? Right. The president can't just be like, screw this guy. He insulted my wife. Kill them all.
Yeah.
Can't do that. Okay. So you mean to tell me that every single decision maker, every single research and intelligence person, they all were so stupid that they didn't see this coming? I saw somebody put a tweet. He's like, I don't support this getting rid of Blinken, Milley, and all these other people, because if you get rid of it, then you've got all these newbies coming in that have no idea what's going on in the first place, which can be argued if that would be better or worse. But I do agree with the idea of how in the world do all of those people make such a cataclysmic mistake unless it was on purpose?
Calculated.
How in the world does that happen? How do you end up
China
in what is the largest hostage negotiation of all time? And remember when we were talking about the other day how we believe that this is all an attempt to just flood America with future Ilhan Omars? And I saw that she actually caught wind of Charlie and people like us talking about that idea. And her response, as she giggled,
good.
No. Her response was, we need to find a map because she's from Somalia.
That's right.
No, you ignorant. The point is, your family and you are refugees, and you don't share the American values that we share. And now you're a congresswoman, and it is blatantly obvious that you hate America. We don't need a map, you moron. I'm well aware that you're not from Afghanistan. The point remains the same, that if we bring in all these refugees, and they're talking about it right now. So Asa Hutchinson, I said we'd talk to him. Asa Hutchinson is one of the governors that has submitted their state, Arkansas, one of the most Republican states that there is, has submitted Arkansas as a refugee state. Bring them in, baby. Bring them in. He's also the governor that says he regrets there ever being an end to the mask mandate. He's a traitor, a complete and utter rhino. He is a clown. But why? Arkansas is one of the strongest since Bill Clinton. All right, you had Bill Clinton. But since then, Arkansas has been a stronghold.
I saw South Carolina on the list, too. Did you see that?
I'm sure. Because if you don't believe that the system is there in all these red states, then you are blind. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you, I had a meeting in Chesterfield County campaign, and I was talking to these people in Jefferson, and I told them straight up, I said, the truth is our party doesn't care about you. They don't care. They don't care. No one cares. Lindsey Graham voted for the infrastructure bill. You don't think that they're trying to, in fact, you know, I get these little things, these little talking points. I'm going to share some with you. I'm not going to tell you where it comes from or anything like that, but check this out. This is little intel stuff that you get when you start running for Congress. All right. So Biden's botched Afghanistan withdrawal will continue to drive the news this week. However, there is potentially a critical procedural vote being cast in the House to advance the infrastructure bill in a way that allows it to be tied to Biden's radical $3.5 trillion spending bill. Democrats believe these bills must be passed together in order to unite their conference.
FDA officially granted full approval. Just got that.
Just got it?
Yep.
There you go.
Get ready.
How many more times do I got to be right? How many more times do we have to... How many times do conservatives, real conservatives, not Republicans, conservatives, how many times do we have to be right? How many times do we have to tell you that there are things going on? You want to tell me that this didn't happen on purpose and that people didn't know that this was a possibility and that people didn't... We said it from the get-go. I bet Biden doesn't last a year. Mm-hmm. He's 8 months in and it is not looking good.
Here she comes. We got to pull up all those times we said it too.
Kamala is getting ready to blow right past Joe.
Yeah, you wonder where she's been? She's been getting ready for that speech.
Yeah.
Except in the new position.
Where is Jill Biden? Someone said, has there ever been a least impactful first lady ever than Jill Biden? Where in the crap is Jill Biden? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let me explain this to you. All this was on purpose. Every bit of it. They will cost American lives because they don't care about American lives. The military-industrial complex, and I hate it. It does. It sickens me. And I've talked to so many people, man. I really have. It hurts. It really does. It hurts. I lost a friend due to Iraq. He didn't die in Iraq, but he died from injuries from Iraq through the VA and getting addicted to painkillers and whatnot. Lost his life in a freaking Taco Bell parking lot on his own vomit over the war. So it does. It sucks. It really does. But to sit back now, from the outside looking in on everything that we hear, everything we know, all the things that we get to experience, lifting behind the veil and the curtains, there is no way that this everybody goofed. No, bull. Bull. Joe Biden made this decision. I'll say that. I think he did. And I think they knew that this was their shot right here. This is the one. They knew it was going to happen some way, somehow. So instead of trying to prove him unfit, let's just let him make the dumbest decision ever, and that's how we'll prove it.
And then have Kamala come in and basically apologize. Everyone didn't want to do this,
and
only
she
Joe.
Will be the victim, because that's what they do. I am a woman of color, and we all know that the vice president is more of a ceremonial position anyway.
Definitely.
All right? What's that movie with Christian Bale where he plays Dick Cheney? He actually says that.
W? Is that what it's
called? It's not W. Cheney. That's
the George Bush one.
No, right. That's the one where the guy from the Goonies, Josh Brolin, plays.
Oh, yeah.
W. Anyway, this one's about Dick Cheney. And there's a scene in there. I don't know how accurate the statement is in the scene, but on the trailer, he goes, because George Bush is asking him to be the vice president. He goes, I'm a very successful businessman. I'm this, and that. And the vice president is more of a ceremonial role. Mm-hmm. But if we could come to some other arrangement, maybe so.
Yeah.
It's true. The vice president, has a purpose, but at the end of the day, you're the vice president. Right. It's like,
you just fly to Vietnam and shake hands.
Yeah, you do the things the president don't want to do. Let's just be honest.
Which in Joe's case is everything.
No, you do the things the president isn't capable of doing because of their schedule or whatnot, but Joe Biden's not capable of doing anything.
Yeah.
All right, so Kamala Harris will be like, everyone knows that, the vice president really doesn't have, any say or any of this and that, and my camp was against this from the very beginning. Now Pfizer just had full FDA approval. Mandates are going to be coming. They're mandating you. You think they're mandating now? Just wait. Pfizer just got the FDA approval, which was the last levee that everybody had to stand on and say, I'm not taking something that's not FDA approved.
Mm-hmm.
So they approved it. How many of you, honestly, ask yourself, how many of you are not going to take the vaccine knowing you're going to be fired? How many? How many of you? New York, Los Angeles, they're already not letting people come into freaking grocery stores and restaurants. Show your papers.
See, now they want to fine you per paycheck, like $50.
Show your papers, and you have to have ID. to prove that it's actually yours because people are counterfeiting.
That's racist.
Counterfeiting the vaccination cards. So think about this. The same people that want you to show papers and ID to prove it's you so you can go eat in a restaurant don't think you should have to do that to vote. Are you paying attention to what's happening?
That's more than half of the black population, too, that yeah, now it, won't be able to go eat.
It's the most racist thing because they are the highest unvaccinated demographic in our country.
And show me your ID.
Boy. Yeah. I mean, that's basically what they should be saying.
The Democratic plantation. Look what they're doing.
America is now considered a laughingstock across the entire world. America's honor is being questioned by our allies, by the United Nations, by everything. America can't be trusted to keep their word. Think about all of these things. They are fundamentally crumbling every pillar that makes America, America.
They're too dumb to recognize an Alzheimer's patient when they see one, too. They vote out of emotion.
Yes, voters. I thought you were talking about the people in charge. Voters. They know exactly what's going
on.
But the people, one, Joe Biden didn't win the election.
No.
He did not win the election. Did you see that crowd in Alabama? Holy crap, man.
Yeah.
There is no way. But there were people that voted for Joe Biden, and you're all stupid. Sorry.
Feelings were so hurt.
At this point, how can you be anything else? How can you look at what's going on? Let's just say, oh, Graham, I have a master's degree and blah, 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 blah. You're still stupid.
Yeah.
There's a lot of smart, stupid people.
They also blamed conservatives and Trump supporters for everything that Trump did wrong. Like, this is on you guys. Blood's on your hands.
Everything that they said that they feared Trump would do, Biden has done it in 8 months. And nobody's saying anything about it. No one is saying anything about it. So what am I saying? I'm saying that Afghanistan, we got to get our people out. I don't know what's going to happen. Biden has now invoked some kind of Civil Air Reserve Act or something. I can't remember what it's called. Where now they're trying to get like actual commercial airlines to go in there to an airport that is not secure in freaking Taliban-controlled Afghanistan. That is a freaking world nightmare event waiting to happen. One person with a freaking missile, man, takes out a United charter plane with all these people. Can you imagine? Do you see how horrible this is? You want to talk about going to war for another 20 years? Let that happen.
Yeah, I fully expect all airlines to happily agree to that because they clearly care about human lives and American lives by the masks and everything.
I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to call it right now. I'm going to call it right now. Now that they've made the Pfizer vaccine, I'm going to put it out there again. You ain't going to be able to get on the airplane unless you're vaccinated.
Yeah.
I don't know when they're going to do it, but now that it's FDA approved, they're going to have some kind of, you know, you've got your ticket app on your phone. To be able to even purchase a ticket, you have to upload the fact that you've been vaccinated. How much you want to bet? $1,000? $1,000?
Yeah.
Somebody hold me to it. If in the next 6 months they don't make that mandatory, somebody call me on it, and I'll give you $1,000. Yeah, Jake's not allowed to get it. I already pay him money.
We don't come back from something like that.
Watch. You already got to wear the mask that they have proven. I saw a thing now that I think it's United. United is certain masks are no longer authorized to be used on the airline.
Right. Because science.
Because science has proven that, you know, the majority of the masks that you're wearing don't help.
Right.
So now you got to have a certain kind of mask. Talk about making some people billionaires. That's crazy, man. It is absolutely
You know what's crazy? Next? What's next is once they make it mandatory, they'll look in all their records and see who has kids. And say, oh, you're not vaccinated? Okay, we're going to take your child from you because you're dangerous.
So listen to this craziness with kids right now. And I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry that the episodes have been so depressing lately. But this is what's going on. You want me to lie to you? Be like, hey, look at us sing and dance.
Let's watch some memes.
Everything is awesome. Yeah. No, it's not. I love Theo Von. He's one of my favorite people to listen to. He's got a podcast, and he talks about stuff, and he's hilarious, man. He is.
He's, that was a bee, man.
He's hilarious, and I love Theo Von. But at what point do these people say what needs to be said as well?
Tim Dillon's doing it.
Tim Dillon's doing it. You know, I listened to Daniel Tosh, an episode, or I re-listened to an album that he made years ago. And he says a lot of things that, if he's not kidding, I completely disagree with. If he is kidding, yeah, it's like really pushing the line.
Yeah.
But he also says things that you sit back and go today, holy crap, man, he saw through a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's like, you know, the government doesn't care about you. These people, like, are you kidding me? Like nobody, these people don't care about you. What happens when the airlines say you got to get vaccinated or you can't fly? Can't get on the train if you're not vaccinated. Can't go inside unless you're vaccinated. You can't eat at a restaurant unless you're vaccinated. You can't get a job unless you do what we tell you to do. What are we going to do? It is time for civil disobedience. You can't. You have to, right now, you have to stand up to what is happening in our country. Congressman, if you're an elected congressman or senator, you need to be handling this business in Afghanistan. Impeach Biden, impeach Harris, expel Pelosi, save America. And if you are an American, you need to stand up for being an American and do not comply.